I'm livid. I'm absolutely livid. So we have a very limited time every single morning. We have 3 hours together, and particularly between 7 and 8, and in more particularly between 7 and 7.30, that's prime time. I expect to have the best guests on for you to give us their crispest perspective. While I'm irritated that the person that we had on between 7 and 7.20 was mostly incoherent and possibly took a hit of nyape, and that should have been checked either when he was put on the line or when he was interviewed before he was brought into the show. What I am grateful for is that at least you have seen the bare bones of exactly what he represents. Because he put on his best foot this morning, and the best foot that he put forward was a relatively incoherent complaint, really. That was a complaint. I didn't hear a strategy. I didn't hear a solution. I didn't hear anything about a movement. And I didn't hear anything about how they're going to move forward. I heard that I'm sad. And for most South Africans, I absolutely have all the empathy in my heart for you, because we are all sad. We are all let down. We're despondent. We're running out of options. And we are feeling desperate. That's what I heard from 7 to 7.20. And I can commiserate with that, and I can empathize with that. And I can understand that not everybody has the same tools that maybe are at my disposal, and I understand that there are levels of privilege that I may have. Not necessarily the best privilege in this country, but certainly better off than many in this country. So maybe he doesn't have the opportunity, or he doesn't have the privilege to step back and look at the situation. But what I'm not going to do is live in a devolved world of Mad Max like we saw last July as a way of living consistently. I won't do that. I have spoken out against this, both in the Western, both in Gauteng and definitely now in the Western Cape. I'm grateful to know that Jordan Hill Lewis, our mayor, has already spoken out to say that that group better operate within the law. I'm grateful to know that our community safety MEC, Regan Allen, is also being very vigilant, has been in touch with them beforehand. But I've always said, as you know, I believe that the best and the most effective leadership happens in a local space. I don't have a lot to say. I mean, I have a lot to say, but there's not a lot of impact that I have on what happens in Gauteng. But the Western Cape, for damn sure, is my backyard. And I'm not going to live in a province that is going to terrorize and marginalize people who came from other countries. I recognize where people have broken the law. I recognize where people have been desperate as well to find their way to the Western Cape. And I also recognize the preference that South Africans sometimes have in terms of hiring people from other countries. But I will not endorse, nor will I preside over, a province in which people are put through violent or discriminatory acts because they happen to come from a place that holds a different, quite frankly, dismissible and arbitrary passport that was established at a Berlin conference in the 1800s. And I feel very strongly about that.